Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover has a new executive director. Hassan Najjar, whose career in the arts spans roughly two decades, takes the reins at the Biggs after previously serving as the head of the Foothills Arts Center in Golden, Colorado. And in this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by Najjar for a chat about his background in the arts and his vision for the Biggs.
Take us back to when you were still in Colorado at the helm of the Foothills Art Center in Golden, where you spent nearly a decade, if I'm not mistaken. Why did you decide to leave the Foothills Art Center then and take on this role at the Biggs all the way over on the East Coast in Dover here in Delaware? What went into that decision? What did that thought process look like for you?
If I said that I like the beach, is that a good answer?
We'll take it.
You know, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to be a part of growing this institution into the organization that it should be, and just figuring out how to better serve the community's needs through the arts. I was able to do that in Colorado at Foothills. And when I saw this opportunity come up, it just seemed like a no-brainer to come and try to work some of that magic here. I've got a very capable staff, a very lively community here. I think thinking about how the arts contribute to a community's well-being, a community's mental health, contributes to even just the economy. This seemed like a really great location to make those advances.
So kind of piggybacking off of what you just said then, you've only just started as the executive director of the Biggs. This is your first week, but you know, you've been around. I mentioned the Foothills Art Center before, but before that, you were the executive director of the Museum Center at Five Points in Cleveland, Tennessee, not Ohio, Cleveland, Tennessee. And you've been in the arts for roughly, two decades now. So, you know, what kind of considerations do you have? Again, piggybacking off what you just said, what kind of considerations do you have when you're interested in joining an organization like the Biggs? How do you assess if it's a good fit for you and you're a good fit for the Biggs and this region of the country and the community?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Kyle, I think it's one of those things where you're trying to see what the appetite for growth and change is, trying to figure out, during this process, what the needs are, and is that cultural institution poised to meet those needs? And so anytime I can come in and help a community get stronger through the arts, to me, that is very soul satisfying. I know some people who are, who have jobs and they work that 9 to 5 and they're, they go in, they punch the clock and then they get home and, they have hobbies and, that they do to kind of forget about work. But I'm a little bit different. I really love working in the arts. I find it very fulfilling, very passionate about it. And I've seen the change that cultural institutions can make in communities. And when I look at the Biggs and I see all the potential here, that's very exciting to me.
Well, let's talk a bit about your vision, for lack of a better word, your vision for the Biggs then. This is a fairly esoteric question, but how do you think your approach, your ideas, your general leadership, management style, just how you think about things, how do you think all of what you bring to the table can or will impact the museum and shape it going forward and, potentially grow it as you guide it through a planned expansion?
It's tough to say. It's day two for me on the job as right. We speak today. And I know that thinking about my leadership style and how I like to engage people is very collaborative. It's not one of those kind of field of dreams model. If you build it, they will come. We have to, I've got to get myself ingrained into the community. I've got to meet the people that are here, got to figure out what their needs are, figure out how they want to be engaged, what they're looking for in an art center. Some people don't even know how to answer that because they've never been in an art center or a museum, and so it's trying to meet people where they are. And so as we move forward, and I work with the board and the staff here at the Biggs, it's really just trying to answer those questions, and then creating programs, exhibitions, and opportunities to basically meet those needs.
Well, that's the perfect segue dovetail into my next question then. What about reaching audiences that have historically been difficult to bring into the fold then? How do you plan to incorporate younger and more diverse audiences into things, based off of your past experiences? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, you just invite them to the table and ask them to help plan with you. I don't think it's rocket science. When you when you're trying to find folks that you want to be of service to, you just ask those folks what they want. It's a strange paradox, that we have between for profits and nonprofits and any business out there who's profitable will create something based on an audience need, and nonprofits and cultural organizations should operate no differently. What are our audience's needs? And then let's create based on that. And if we don't know what those needs are, we go find those audiences and we ask them. And so there's no wizardry or magic to this. It's what businesses have been doing since the beginning of time.
Is there something about stepping into a role like this in the context of the Bigs? Is there something that is like a most difficult sort of thing? Is like, what are the most pressing areas for you right now? Again, knowing that it's, only your first week, but is it programming, reflecting the community needs? Is it just getting out into the community and like meeting them where they're at and just, learning more about them? What about
Yeah, it's
that?
all of the above, really. I mean, it's drinking from the fire hose. It's trying to figure out, what our role currently is. What do they perceive about us? How accessible are we as an organization? And so it's really just learning all of that. And then for me personally, just finding ways to get out and meet folks and talk. Anywhere that I've been so far, we've been here for a couple for I guess maybe a week now in Delaware. And so I went to go get my haircut, and I asked the barber, I'm like, hey, what do you know about the Bigs? And they talked about this Comic-Con event they were at last year and raved about it. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Have you been back since? No. Why not? So it's just me really just having conversations with people when I'm out and about in the community. We were at getting a library card this past Friday, and I met someone who was a former volunteer here, and then they had some things to say. So it's just having conversations. And so really that's what I'm going to be doing. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, Hassan@thebigsmuseum.org, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear about what you think about the Bigs. Reach out, because that's really what I'm going to be trying to find out over the next couple weeks here.
A true grassroots effort. I know there are plans to close out the year with a real blockbuster of an exhibit coming up by the so-called renowned artist Rozeal, which I've also heard pronounced Raziel. But in terms of other programming, Hassan, the museum's expansion, et cetera, what should we be on the lookout for from the Bigs in the near future?
Oh man, I think just at this point, with this being my first week, hard to say. I think it's going to be looking at community engagement, and programming, and how we can bring people in, basically how we can be a magnetic institution. And when I say magnetic, it's how can we attract people in through the doors to take advantage of what we're offering. And if we're not offering what people want, how can we do that? So I think that's going to be my answer right now. Ask me in a couple months, and I'll have a different answer for you altogether. But for now, it's community engagement.
Thanks to Biggs Museum of American Art Executive Director Hassan Najjar and R. Kyle McKinnon for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with Enlighten Me, and a look at how the University of Delaware is using AI in classrooms this fall. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.